Blog Talk Radio.
Pneumaticos. I am your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled The Spirit and the Bride Say Come and Join the Kingdom of God. But before we get into our topic today, I would like to say that this show will be speaking on other topics along with its foundational theme, and that is the teachings of the biblical materials or the Word of God. We will be speaking about complementary and alternative medicine. We will be talking about mind-body medicine or psychosomatics. And we will also be looking at national issues. We will be looking at community issues as well. I want to join together from the Word of God and from other sources. I want to have present a holistic message. Not that the Word of God does not present a holistic message, but I want there to be an understanding of our times and an understanding that the official culture is not entirely, or the official culture is not all that is there, and that there are movements, there are intelligent groups that are doing many positive things or very good things in the culture. And so I want to bring awareness to what these individuals are doing. For instance, last night I attended a meeting, and I was privileged to meet the individual who investigated the Andy Lopez murder in my community, and it was very interesting to meet this individual, this gentleman, and in his presence. And I appreciate the other individuals who were also present at this meeting. I think very wonderful people. Very committed people, and who need prayer, because in order to maintain them and to encourage them, ministry takes place in ways that we cannot completely comprehend, and God uses individuals whom we may never meet, and but who nevertheless are doing God's work in areas where it is important to understand that they must be intelligent, that they must be thoughtful, respectful, and so nonetheless they too, in their capacity, are the servants of God. So I'm asking you to pray for these individuals. And I will be talking about these things more in future shows. But this morning, I wanted to speak from Revelation 22. And in Revelation 22, I'm going to begin reading it at verse 6. Quote, "And he said unto me, these," that is, this is John speaking, "and he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book," that is speaking of the Revelation. And please note that this is not the book of Revelation, plural. It is the Revelation or the Apocalypse, which means to unveil or unfold. Verse 8, "And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me the things. Then saith he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God." It's a very important statement in angelology. And here we have a repudiation of angel worship by an angelos of God. Now, the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, means messenger. And Malek is the Old Testament word for angel or messenger. In the New Testament, the word angelos never has a feminine ending. So we don't know if angels have female gender, but it wouldn't seem so from what we know, order spirit beings called angels. And I say this order because there are others. There are, for instance, there are the seraphim, there are the cherubim, and even in the book of Daniel, there are those that are called the watchers. So there are different orders of spirit beings. Which is very fascinating in itself. So in verse 9, John is told by the messenger to worship God. That is, to ascribe to God his birth. The term worship is an old Anglo-Saxon word, which means literally to ascribe worth to. So we ascribe worth to God, or his worthiness, because of who he is, because of his nature and character, and because of what, of course, he has done for us. So, worship God. Verse 10, "And he saith unto me, seal not the saying of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. And the companion book to the Revelation, of course, of Daniel. And Daniel is told to see out by the messenger. Verse 10, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Ergon is German for work. Verse 13, "I am Alpha," that is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, "and Omega," the last letter of the Greek alphabet, the beginning and the end. And so in Greek, it reads ho protos, and Hoaphathah, Arkay and Kelos, Hoprotos and Hoaphathah. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, from which we get our word eschatology, which means the doctrine of last things. The doctrine of last things. Excuse me. Verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Blessed are they. That is, the word blessed means spiritually prosperous. Spiritually prosperous. Now, Jesus said in the Gospel of John that at his command, stating the imperative, is that we love one another. As Jesus said, as I have loved you, we have loved one another. And we are to keep, Tereo means to keep, hold, and pass on to others. There is a specific tradition. There is a specific manner of being, a way of being in Jesus. Tereo, that is, we're to keep his to watch, we're to practice, and we're to pass on to others what he has given to us, what has been given to us. We're not to deviate, we're not to take away from, we're not to add to the commandments of God. Notice the term is commandment. And in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, love one another. It is an imperative. Do it at once. Love one another as I have loved you. Blessed are they that do, not they that think about, write about, speak about, they that do, they that practice. One of the prominent terms in the writings of Paul for the lack of lives of believing one is the term of walk, peripateo, and it means to, that we order our steps, order our behavior within the sphere of Christ, mediated through the Holy Spirit. So we are to be enjoined to be filled with the Spirit. It is another command, be filled with the Spirit. We are to submit our will to the will of God. We are to allow our intellect to be guided by the will of God. There's no such thing in the scripture as autonomous intellectually. We are to allow our conscience to be led by the Spirit of God. We're to allow our emotions to be sanctified, that is, to be set aside unto God. So he goes on. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. In the book of Genesis, we have paradise lost. Genesis 3. In the book of Revelation, we have paradise regained. So there's that inherent or intrinsic continuity of the scriptures. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, the tree of life. And they enter in through the gates into the city. Let's see. Well, he's speaking of the New Jerusalem. For without her dog, that is outside. For without our dogs and sorcerers, or pharmakoi, that is sorcerers, and here the word specifically has to do with sorcerers who are involved with drugs. Sorcerers that use drugs or promote drugs in order to enslave the personalities of individuals. It's very serious. Very insightful, very powerful, and whoremongers and murderers or manslayers and idolaters and whoever loveth and maketh alive. The Greek here has a philon, a whole philon, and poion, and which is the Greek word for do or doing, or doing pseudos. The Greek word for lie is pseudos. So it shows you behavior. These terms are illustrative of the behavior of the actions of those who are excluded from the kingdom of God. Notice verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Well, what things? Well, that which we have beginning in Revelation chapter 1 on into Revelation 22. And so we have the seven churches of Asia Minor to whom letters or communiques were sent, and which some believe encompass all of church history, or talks about some of the characteristics of all of church history. Going on at a specific time in church history. This is a very important message, 17th organic nature of the Revelation, as given here. So, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify to you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Exodus 3:14. The great I am that I am. Also the seven I ams that we have, or the complexion, the completion or the complete excellence of the character of Jesus that we read in the book of John. And there we have the seven I ams that speak his completeness of character, the completeness of power, completeness of his excellence and glory, the majesty of who he is, the seven I ams of the book of Revelation. Of the book of John. Now, he says, I am the root and the offspring of David. We have the genealogy and of his genealogy in Matthew, given to us in Matthew chapter 1 and also in Luke chapter 3. It's commonly believed that the genealogy that we have in Matthew 1 is that of your thief or Joseph, and the genealogy that we are given in the three is that of Miriam. And she is also of the royal family. Both Joseph and Mary were of the royal family. We know that Joseph was of a royal line that had been cursed by God in the book of Daniel. And God said that the line of Caniah was cursed, and there would not be a man from his family line to sit up on the throne of David. So Joseph is in that family line, And so Jesus could not inherit the throne of David through the line of Kenaya, coming down through Joseph. However, Miriam was also of the royal line, and so she was of the family of Heli. And so Jesus received his legacy as king through her family line. And so I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And so it is through the line of his mother that he inherits the kingdom or the throne of David. When we say that God is in control, we know that God knows what he's doing. And so God cursed the line of Kenaya, and then God blessed the line of Heli, and Miriam. So Jesus can become the king, and did become the king, the glorified and risen king, of the kingdom of Israel, through his mother Mary. And so he will be seen as king one day, as king. His throne will be set up in Jerusalem, and there are very interesting events around his rule during what we call the millennial rule or the millennial kingdom. And say that there will not be a millennial rule or kingdom because the word teleos is only used one time. And so therefore it is symbolic. But symbolic of what? For those who believe that Jesus established the rule of the earth in 1917, which is very interesting. And there are those, they also say that the rule of Jesus over the earth is spiritual, whatever that means. So, and that he is not coming again in bodily form. There will not be a bodily parousia or coming. But the terms that are used and the way the New Testament writers speak about Jesus coming, they do not spiritualize his second coming. They do not spiritualize it. There are those who spiritualize the resurrection, say that the resurrection of him is spiritual, but impressed, there's no real substantive understanding of what that means. And so these individuals try to be dismissive of the resurrection. They try to be dismissive of the virgin conception and the subsequent birth of Jesus. You say come and say virgin birth, but virgin conception, it cannot possibly be. Proximate Genesis does not happen. But we're speaking about God. And that holy thing that was deposited within the womb of Mary was not an egg from her body. And so there was no fertilized ovum by a male. Her womb was the recipient or the depository for what? That holy thing, the Anthropos, the God-man, who would come to her, who would be joined to her vitally, and she would be his mother, and he would be her son. A woman would encompass a man. And so this was God's do. And it is marvelous in our eyes. We believe, or there is the old belief of the that this was the universe is a closed system, and that there is no what has been coming from divine intervention. So you're not speaking with that. You're talking about God being infinitely involved in human history. And in fact, history is his story. It's the divine story. And so John is speaking of it. So I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is thirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And so in this wonderful verse, that is verse 17, note the language and the Spirit baptizes us into the living ecclesia, or into the living body of Christ. We are members of one another. We are the body of Christ, the living body, living supernatural body of Christ. New Testament uses the word Adelpha, and which means those of the same world. Those of the same womb. Jesus says to those of the same womb to love one another as I have loved you. John writes in 1 John that the one who hates his brother is a liar, and you know that no person who hates has eternal life. Abiding or at home, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Say, come and join the kingdom. Come. Join the divine order. Come out of the storage. Yes, the things of cosmos. Let go of this world. Come and receive the message of Jesus. Who died. All of mankind in 33 AD on a Roman gibbet. He gave his life. He gave his blood. So as to redeem or purchase us out of the slave market of sin, receive the Lord Christ that thou may be saved. Surrender your will. Come before the throne of grace and confess your need for God. He will cleanse you of guilt. He will cleanse you of the guilt of regret. He will cleanse you of bitterness. He will cleanse you of sin, as he has done so many in Western church history and around the world. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Think about that today as you go about your work. Spirit and the bride say, come and join the kingdom of God. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.